Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with reaction from boss Steve Bruce following the 7-0 victory in the EFL Cup. Newcastle's biggest ever competitive away win in the competition. The 7-0 victory as Newcastle scored twice through Joe Linton, Miguel Almiron, Jacob Murphy, Isaac Hayden, Jamal Lascelles and Sam Novell own goal, giving Newcastle the comprehensive win. And following on from the disappointing home defeat to Brighton at the weekend in the Premier League, Steve Bruce was delighted. He said, "When you have a disappointing result, the one thing you have to do is respond, and that's what's pleased me more than anything. The response, the attitude towards it on an awful night with nobody here," he said, "was pleasing. Some of the football, particularly in the first half an hour, was terrific. I've said it many, many times now, we're capable of winning five games, which gets you maybe to a cup final." Newcastle now travel to League Two Newport in the fourth round following their shock win over Watford. All the matches are due to take place next week, in the week commencing September 28th. Meanwhile, Murphy hopes that he has given Bruce food for thought after Newcastle's biggest win of the 21st century. The 25-year-old scored a superb long-range goal in the 7-0 romp. Afterwards, Murphy said, "We had several conversations about my future, and he keeps telling me keep patient, keep working hard, which I have been doing. I knew when I got an opportunity that I have to perform, and I felt that I did that. I just want to keep getting opportunities to show what I can do for this club. I feel like I've taken my chance, but I've got to keep going because that is just one game. I'm happy with how I played, and now I want to kick on from here," he said. Finally, news on the transfer front. According to a report in Italy, in the Corriere dello Sport, Newcastle are interested in the Napoli and Poland striker Arkadiusz Milik. The 26-year-old has been prolific for Napoli, and according to reports, Newcastle are interested. That's all for now. We'll have more later.